Hello, this is Paramjeet Singh. Welcome to another episode of Passing Clouds podcast. If you are a practitioner of mindfulness or you have ever tried doing the practice, you might have noticed that discomfort is part of the practice. And it's worth talking about this issue because in my experience, most of the individuals who want to learn mindfulness tends to drop off the practice once they encounter the discomfort that comes from sitting with yourself. You might have also noticed that paying attention to a single object is very hard. It's not always relaxing, at least at the beginning stages. Discomfort shows up both at physical and mental level, more so at the beginning stages of the learning. And this discomfort and other antsiness often lead individuals to drop the practice because it is not living up to its pop culture's expectations. To set up the context and why discomfort is a valuable part of the practice, let me share with you my own experience, the experience of working through a Vipassana retreat, which are often long and very intense. So for the first 3 days were very difficult. All sort of bad stuff came up. Memories, images, stories flooded me, making me feel even worse. I felt full of dysfunctions and messiness. Things I seemed to have forgotten were still there. I could not do part of the required practice because it made me deeply uncomfortable at a physical level, or just plain sleepy. So in order for me to solve this issue, I went to the teacher, and since Vipassana is very practice oriented, you have about 2 minutes to ask your questions. No philosophy or other things are part of the conversation. So just questions about your challenges or obstacles related to your training and practice. So once I laid out my concerns to the teacher, he simply replied, "Work hard on the things that makes you deeply uncomfortable. Acknowledge the reality of your body and mind interacting with this practice." I came back almost disheartened because that's not how I envisioned that my conversation with the teacher would go. I thought that he will give me some tips how to resolve this issue. But he simply told me to just work hard on the technique and acknowledge the experience of discomfort, which is not comfortable in itself. Over the next day, tired of hours of daily practice and desperate, at one point I simply let go of my self-image that I should be this way or that way, and I embraced my dysfunctions and messiness. At that moment, I experienced a sense of wholeness despite all the imperfections, dysfunction, and messiness I had. For once, I felt at ease, even though it was very difficult. And just to put things in perspective, the practice still remained difficult from there on, but it was less uncomfortable. Physical discomfort was still there, but I was okay with that. So if you are beginning on this path, if you want to know what exactly meditation is and what it can do, we have to have a conversation about the discomfort. And discomfort is always a standard part of the learning process. We cannot learn anything new without being uncomfortable, because we have to acknowledge our old habits, we have to break them, we have to instill the new ones, and that process is always uncomfortable. So first step of beginning a journey on meditation practice is to acknowledge that discomfort is a standard part of the package. Second, acknowledge the discomfort with grace and humility. And this is very important. Most of us struggle with that part because we do not want to let go what we think meditation is. But mostly meditation happens when we let go of what it should be and embrace what really it brings to us. So acknowledge the discomfort that comes from the practice with grace and humility. Humility is very important because our ego has to accept something that is beyond its comprehension at that stage. Let go of the idea that something special has to happen during your practice. And this is very relevant since all of us often gravitate toward practice because it is required for certain specific purpose. And that specific purpose could be your mental health, and that specific purpose could be your physical health. So whenever we take the seat for meditation, we often have an agenda in our mind that hopefully this practice will solve my physical health issues or mental health issues. As much as reasonable that sounds, let me invite you to consider the possibility that can you let go of the idea that something special has to happen, that it has to improve all the markers of your physical health or mental health, and just work with the practice. Because letting go of the expectation might release the mental resources you need to focus on the practice, and then the body and the mind will respond accordingly in your favor. Let your body and mind interact wholesomely with the technique, which means that, as I said before, acknowledge the experience that comes from sitting with yourself, sitting with your messiness, dysfunctions, antsiness, your mind wandering, everything that comes in relation to the practice. If you can accept it, you will notice it remarkably changes your experience of sitting with yourself. Be disciplined in learning the technique. Learn it very well. Even though the technique is very simple, I would still suggest that you learn it very well. Understand the technique, understand how it works, understand how to sit with it, even if you are uncomfortable, and that will take you farther. Be gentle and curious while working through it. You will notice this is a paradoxical aspect. Usually we believe in no pain, no gain kind of dictum, but here gentleness and curiosity is invited as part of the learning process, because gentleness will allow you to be patient when you continue to see your mind wandering and you continue to see that you're not able to get into the state you want to. And curiosity will involve thinking about things from out of the box. So being gentle and curious and disciplined at the same time can be a wonderful mix to cultivate those capability of patience, letting go, compassion, non-striving, which are the building blocks of the practice. Above all, do not give up. Start again and again and again until you get the hang of it. Work with a sincere practitioner and follow the guidelines related to the safety and technique faithfully. And once you have learned the technique, you might likely not need anything else. Once you've understood the technique well, and once you have taken all the safety measures in place, and you have taken the vow of practicing it well, you will notice that it will allow you to become a self-reliant practitioner. So start from that standpoint and understand that discomfort is very much part of the learning process. Let go of any idea that meditation has to be this way or that way, and that will be a great start. If you like the podcast, kindly subscribe, like, share with others who might be on the same journey and might benefit from this content. In the meantime, continue to practice well, be disciplined, be gentle, and be curious. Thank you for spending your time with me.